Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio every day from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John and Ken on demand, the podcast, same as the radio show, but if anything you missed, you can catch up with on the podcast.
Yeah, and use the iHeartRadio app to connect to the voice line. It's coming back tomorrow, this hour. And there's openings, so leave a message using the microphone icon or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
We're going to talk again with Rebecca Peterson. We had her on a couple of days ago. She was the woman that many of us saw on TV on a security video in Long Beach, walking down the sidewalk during the day, and she gets jumped by a crazy guy whose pants were down. He had his hands on his parts and was pulling her dress down. And he was going to try and rape her right on the sidewalk in front of people.
2:15 in the afternoon, right.
Somebody did something to scare him away. It looks like an obvious attempted rape felony charge. And then we found out this guy has been convicted of two other felony sex crimes and gone to prison. And somehow George Gascon is the only person probably in the county who doesn't see this as a felony. He charged him with a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor, yeah.
Which in L.A. County is no jail time.
The L.A., obviously, Long Beach is its own city, so they do have their own city attorney, but he can't charge felonies. He recommended a felony, but he can only charge misdemeanors. And his name is Doug Hobart, or Hobart. And he's not happy with this either. So let's bring Rebecca back on, because the last time we talked about this story, the LA County DA's office was reviewing its decision to charge a misdemeanor.
Rebecca, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're very good.
We're good. Did you meet with anyone from the DA's office today?
Yes, I did. I will say she just got put on the case about 2 days ago. She's great. I actually was excited, first of all, a woman, but also someone with some patience. I spoke with her, and she did say that they still feel like they don't have enough to prove intent to a jury, and that is why they're doing further investigation.
I want to review this. His pants are down. Your dress is up. He's got his parts in his hand.
Well, when she said they're looking for more intent, I looked at her and I said, what more intent do you need than pulling your dick out and lifting my dress? I don't see what more intent you need.
He was on top of you.
But because he didn't push me down and then get on top of me further, they're still saying that they can't prove intent. And they're blaming it on the possibility of a jury.
That's BS. That's nonsense.
Yep.
That is complete nonsense. That's a lie. And she's gaslighting you. And I don't think she's so nice.
Well,
for a woman to tell you something like that's beyond absurd. This is all just lying.
I don't disagree. I will say with her, though, that's why she came down. She's the first person from a DA's office that's even tried to speak to me. So I think because of how much backlash he was getting from all of this, and he's got a re-election coming up, let's be honest. I think that that's why they had her be put onto this case to do further investigation. So,
what about his priors? Doesn't that factor into this?
So, I actually have to look into further priors because the priors that I was given from a good source, this is not the same dude.
Oh, so he may not have committed two crimes previously.
He does have priors, but he's not the one that just got out of prison because of these same priors.
Oh, that was another Miguel Avila?
That's another Miguel Avila from Long Beach.
I see.
What do we know about this man, the correct Miguel Avila's priors? Do we know anything?
Well, so I just found this out yesterday. So I've actually been trying to do further research, and I can't find him on the actual system.
Yeah. The district attorney ought to do.
Yeah, they should help you with this. You're the victim, exactly.
I know.
Why do you have to play detective now? You got to play investigator and figure out if this guy has a record. Of course, he has a record, and they could find out in 3 minutes.
Exactly. They know his record because when I was identifying him, I was looking at previous mugshots.
Right. So, oh, there you go. That's a good clue.
Yeah.
it's their records.
Yeah.
They own the records. It's their database. Of course they know what he's done.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't make this up. This is this got more attention, and he has a re-election. It's the only reason why he's looking further into it.
What about this statement that they had additional information that there might be a witness that was located after their initial decision? Do we know anything on that?
Yes. No, they still have not told me anything about that. She did say that she will have a further decision by tomorrow on if it's going to be a felony charge or not. But no, they never told me anything about this witness, which, I mean, I'm grateful for someone coming forward, but I don't know how hearsay from a person is more information than a video with everything on it.
Testimony too, right?
And I don't know, maybe the victim.
What about that other guy that was nearby that kind of scared him off? Is he one of the witnesses?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other thing, is they're saying, well, we have to prove that he would have tried again. And I said, of course he wasn't going to try again. There was a man coming after him with pepper spray.
That's what it was.
That's nonsense. That's garbage excuses. They don't want to prosecute him. And they know that you don't have a law degree, and most people don't have a law degree, and they're expecting everyone to nod their head and go, well, yeah, I guess it is hard to prove intent. That's crap. You have it on video exactly what he did. You get convicted based on your actions, not what's going on in your head. Your actions.
Exactly.
The actions are clear. Dress up, pants down, genitals in his hand.
And the fact is if the only reason why you're not charging a felony because you don't think a jury will see it, that's not enough as an excuse for me. Take as much of my time as you want to tell the jury exactly what happened. It's all about how you argue and the law. That's all it is. So get a lawyer that can argue the law because this isn't hard to prove.
Put 12 women on the jury. They're going to vote to convict them. This is not difficult. I mean, that's the thing is, they're such liars. They make statements which are just so preposterous, and it's really obscene what they're doing. You're talking about an attempted rape victim here. You've got to go through this. No decency, no compassion. What a bunch of sickos in his office. What a bunch of absolute sickos.
Oh, and I've had people reach out to me about domestic violence where their faces were beaten to a pulp and he would drop the case. I mean, I obviously I don't have concrete information, but these victims are coming out telling me these things. So it's not his first time saying, women don't need any safety or support.
he's got 14,000
or something, you know?
Yeah.
What happened to the Me Too movement?
That is one of the weird things is that there are no women's groups that are fighting Gascon on all these atrocities. I don't know what happened. I sometimes feel like everybody's taking some crazy drug.
Oh,
nothing about life
also
makes sense.
Like your own crazy pills? Because same.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
All right, Rebecca. We'll keep in touch with our producer with what comes next. Maybe you'll get some good news from the LA County DA's office on this felony possibility.
Yes, definitely. And I should be on Fox News Live tomorrow at 4. So
All right. We'll
be seeing that as well.
That's good that you're getting a lot of media coverage because this needs to be shown a light on. All right. Thanks for coming on again.
Thank you. I love you guys.
All right. That's Rebecca Peterson. She was the subject of a sex assault attempt in Long Beach a few weeks ago, of which the LA County DA says, misdemeanor.
They're horrible. They're perverted. Gascon, this is perverse, isn't it? This is sexual perversion. Well, he keeps watching the video and going, no, he didn't intend.
We need more. Are there more witnesses? Can anybody else add anything to this? Is there a fourth video? Is there a...
Pants down, dress up, genitals in his hands.
Junk.
His junk in his hands. I think everybody got it. Except right, George Gascon. What a weirdo.
There's more to this whole Long Beach story. You know you have a problem where residents say that this area of Long Beach is so overrun with homelessness and crime. They call it the beast, the neighborhood.
Yeah,
there's another great example we have to talk about next week with a different homeless guy. Your chance to win money as soon as we return with a keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we just got done talking once again to Rebecca Peterson. She's a colorful young lady. Sometimes she throws in a line or two. It's like,
keeps me on my toes for sure.
I was going to say, hit that delete button. That was a little harsh. But she gets right to the point. What's that, John?
Was that D word deleted?
No, it was not. I let that one go.
Okay. All right, good.
Anyway, she was going to be raped in Long Beach, walking down the street at 2 in the afternoon. A vagrant got an eye on her, came up from behind with his pants down, pulled up her dress, and she fell to the sidewalk. And a bystander got involved, apparently had pepper spray, and the vagrant ran off. He eventually got arrested, but the shock, maybe not anymore. LA County DA says, misdemeanor. Now he's got to weigh that against the incredible media coverage on this story. His primary coming up in March. We may see a change into a felony. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, can you imagine the arrogance of Gascon and this progressive whack job crowd?
Women are the underdogs, and women are always dominated by men, and women. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fake. It's all posture. This is a religion, and they believe nobody goes to prison for anything anymore. Nobody goes to prison. And obviously, there's crimes on video now that we can all see. And so they just tell you that what you're seeing with your eyes is not really there. Oh, no. There was no intent to rape. And it's like, wait. He lifted her dress up. No. Oh, wait. He pulled down his pants. Wait. He's got his genitals in his hands. No, wait. He tackled her. He's on top of her. No, I know what you're doing. You are so wedded to your sicko, twisted religion that you don't want to throw a man in prison for attempted rape. That's how far it's gone. So every single woman, every girl in LA County is in danger at every moment because this word's going to spread. Remember when all the thieves figured out that nobody was being prosecuted for theft and shoplifting? What did we get? Smash and grab robberies everywhere. Well, you just wait. All the attempted rapists, woohoo, party time. And it's not just going to be attempted rape. It's going to be rapes right on the sidewalk
in front of everyone in commercial districts all over L.A. County because Gascon is giving the signal, it's okay, I'm not putting you in prison.
Well, this particular neighborhood in Long Beach, you know, the city's downtown, is having quite a problem with the homeless. We've mentioned many times before that because it is the last stop from one of the metro trains, is now called the A line, used to be called the Blue Line, a lot of homeless people are being shushed off the train. They end up in the streets, they don't go anywhere, and some of them act out, like the vagrant that tried to assault Rebecca. Here's another story. A nail salon? Wow. The woman that owns it is Valesco Canonis. And she said, in the past 3 weeks, the salon has gotten robbed by a homeless person and one of my employees got sexually assaulted. And now this. Do you want to know what this is? Apparently, a homeless guy came up to the business, the windows, and he started pleasuring himself on the window. She yelled at him to stop. He would not stop the lewd act. Described by Fox 11 as just a lewd act, but we know what it was.
A lewd act. See, they got to stop.
She says it took 90 minutes before the cops arrived.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't
care. And she said what you said, John. She said, I feel hopeless. What do I have to do? Carry a concealed weapon? Do I have to go to those extremes?
Yes, you do. And you might have to use it. Because if attempted rape is only a misdemeanor, what he did on the window, that's not even a parking ticket. Of course, the cops aren't going to show up.
No.
This is Gascon's world. Gascon's world and Karen Bass's world and the Board of Supervisors have created a situation where all these sexual deviants are wandering around the streets. No crimes are going to be prosecuted. They're going to do whatever they want sexually. A lot of these vagrants have sexual disorders. A lot of them are really sick sexually. And everybody knows this. This is not a secret. And so they're going to act out. And the more they realize, hey, there's no consequences here. There's no jail time. There's nothing. Nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Look what's happened so far.
Yet another horrible homeless story. In Garden Grove, a homeless man is suspected of killing an 89-year-old man. Cops came to a burglary in process. They found the vagrant, 26-year-old Mario Brancato, being held on the ground by several people who lived in the area. And then they found the 89-year-old victim, his name was Chung Pham, found unresponsive by his son at the home. According to police, the son came home from work and saw Brancato inside with his father on the floor. No weapons were found at the scene, but it appears that the old man was beaten to death. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this came about, that he just walked by the house or followed the guy into his house and decided he was going to rob him and ended up killing him, maybe because he slightly resisted. I mean, at 89, how much are you going to resist? But these stories continue to pile up as we let the criminal mentally ill
because
homeless wander everywhere.
The drugs that they're taking are drugs that never existed before the last few years. The meth that they're on is a type of powerful meth that disorders your brain in ways that simply did not exist. And that's why you're seeing behavior that you've never seen before by these psychos. And they should be in prison. And they should be locked up in mental institutions. And the Karen Basses, George Gascones of the world, all the Hilda Solis, all the people on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, all these people are responsible. Michael Moore, LAPD, Robert Luna, the Sheriff's Department, you're all responsible for creating all this suffering and mayhem. You're going to get more killings. You're going to get more rapes. You're going to get more guys spraying the window with their bodily fluids.
Well, at least this Garden Grove case is Orange County, so you got D.A. Todd Spitzer.
They sneak over the border. Yeah, that guy will be taken care of, but wow.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John and Ken On Demand, the podcast. Download it, listen to it, be religious about it.
And religious, I like that. You want our own cult, huh?
Same as the radio show, but it goes quicker.
It's true, it does go quicker.
But there's no commercials or something?
No commercials, no news.
They cut out Deborah's parts.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, the news isn't timely by then.
That's right. That's a day later if you're hearing it tomorrow.
That's right. It has nothing
very
to
good.
Do with
you. Soothed her. That was nice, Deborah.
Just a timing issue.
Soft landing.
The little chicken cage went whack, whack, what? Then I listened to my news, whack.
How could you get by without it?
No Did cash you enjoy either.
Did you enjoy World Vegan Day yesterday?
I did. Thank you. I did. Yes.
You called it the chicken cage?
Yeah, I know. I ignored that.
Squawk!
Back to my green coat on World Vegan Day.
That was a beautiful coat.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Is.
The green coat, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very fashionable.
People either loved it or hated it on social media.
I could see both because the green is a little stunning. So yeah,
and the big poofy faux fur collar, you know, and the cuffs. I get it; could be a little much.
You look like a poser. Come on,
I was not a fan. I don't like green.
Oh well, I love green. It brings out the green in my eyes.
I don't think I ever wear any green clothing. That is a weird color. It's all right for like a football uniform or something. But
no, I love green.
I don't like it because of the Celtics.
That's a mature opinion.
Right,
thank you.
Exactly.
Okay. Another warning that the Moist Line is coming tomorrow, and we got plenty of room. So leave a message using the iHeartRadio app or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. I did that on purpose because usually if you read the Moist Line number right after a Deborah Mark back and forth, there's messages concerning Deborah Mark.
It's true.
Matter of fact, all the Moist Line tomorrow will be about the green outfit.
I know.
Yeah, your existence just enrages people.
I know. I don't people know either love me or hate me. Just read the comments on Instagram.
I just got an email from a listener who says it's one of his favorite parts of the show to hear us talk about your vegan life.
I do
he
get
enjoys
a lot of
Eric's
comments.
Input. He thinks it's all great.
What a sad, lonely person.
You'll enjoy this from the world of public education. Oregon has just dropped all their graduation standards.
Isn't this great?
In the name of equity.
Equity.
Everybody passes and gets to graduate. Well, yeah, that's equity.
In the name of equity, nobody has to know anything. So everyone's the same now.
Basic reading, writing, and math skills are not required for you to graduate with a high school diploma now in Oregon schools.
Say that again. Basic reading, writing, and math skills not required to graduate high school in Oregon.
No.
Oh, God.
Senate Bill 744 is responsible. Before that, they had something that read, you have to be able to read and comprehend a variety of text, write clearly and accurately, and apply mathematics in a variety of settings. Students were required to demonstrate these skills by earning at or above a certain score in the Oregon statewide summative assessment test.
Now
that's out the window.
All you have to do is sit there. There is no incentive to learn anything. Just sit there. Like a vegetable. They're going to be graduating human vegetables by the thousands every year now. Because if you tell people that there's no incentive to learn, there's no reward, then they're not going to learn. Why would they?
Every year we see the same thing when we get these standard test scores. And California is no different. I don't know. Have they done this here yet? They probably will. They don't like the racial gap. Right. When they look at the public school test scores, they always see that children of color are lagging. So in Oregon, I imagine it wasn't any different than they said, well, let's just scrap all the requirements.
Then nobody
That's one
has
way to
learn.
Make sure everybody graduates.
So no one has to learn. No one has to know anything. Yeah. OK. That's a rational decision to make.
Yeah, go ahead.
43% of students in 2022. were proficient in English, which means 57% were not. 69% were not proficient in math in 2022. This is before they dropped the standards.
Yet, with a graduation rate of 81.3%, Oregon's class of 2022 set a record for the second highest four-year graduation rate ever recorded in the state. See, previously, because of COVID, they suspended some of the test requirements, but now they've decided to make it more permanent.
So they're going to keep bragging about a graduation rate when there's no requirement to learn anything to graduate. Well, what are you going to get in the long run here? If for the next 10 years, nobody learns any math or reading or writing, then what does Oregon have as the base of their adult population, of their workforce? What do you have? Illiterates?
It would be hard for people to hire someone, right?
What are these people going to do? What are businesses going to do? How's anybody going to make any money? They don't have any skills.
I remember years ago in California, we had this problem that they were just passing kids through. And so when they got to even community college, they had to take remedial classes to, quote, catch up. Because they weren't really at a high school level of graduation in terms of math and English and whatever else.
They were
paying for all these remedial classes.
And then we're going to hear steaming horse manure about income inequality. Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of that. Because if all you could do is lift boxes off Amazon shelves because you're too stupid to read, write, and do math. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to make like $12 an hour. I don't know what you want. Oh, I know. You're going to want my tax money, aren't you?
It used to be they'd say it's very important that you at least get your high school diploma. But now how important is that in Oregon? How important is
that?
What does
it
mean? You're right. You sat there for enough classes.
It's common sense. You know, maybe a few hundred years ago, you didn't have to go to school very much because 90% of America was farmland, right? Everybody you just had to learn farming through your parents. They taught you farming. That's all I had to know. Right. But farm jobs are pretty scarce now. There aren't family farms anymore that you can learn from mom and dad.
The Oregon Department of Education has a term for this, that requiring students to complete standardized tests represents a harmful hurdle for historically marginalized students. That's the word I was looking for. Marginalized.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Sure. Yeah, that's going to help black kids, white kids, brown kids, all of them.
Didn't California drop like the SAT requirement to get into the schools? I think that happened earlier this year or last year, SAT and those other tests that you normally take.
You dropped them all. You are just going to get a generation of kids who will not be able to compete in the larger world. The rest of the world's not doing this. Most of the states aren't doing this.
But China's probably not doing this.
No, they're not doing this. No, this is so freaking crazy. So absolutely freaking crazy. I don't know what parent. Well, just bad parents. And that's the reason kids do badly on tests. I don't care if you're white, black, whatever. It's bad parenting. It's not hard to enforce the law every night and make your kids do the studying. I spent a lot of nights. Like kid Conway was asking me if I saw Friends the first time. No, I didn't see Friends the first time. Because that was the first 10 years my kids were small. And I was reading to them every night. And I was testing them on their homework. I was flashing flashcards at them to see if they could do their spelling. That's what you do as a parent. And I'm not patting myself on the back. It was nothing superhuman. It was just obvious. That's what you do.
It seems like it's the minimum, right?
Yeah, it was the minimum. Right? Yeah. And if they didn't know stuff, we worked on it so they could go to school the next morning and pass the tests. Yeah. That's what you do if you're a mom or dad. That's your job. That's what you do. You didn't have to worry about the teachers. The teachers did their job all day, and then you just reinforce it at night. And it's a virtuous circle. And then at the end, it's like they do well enough based on what they're capable of doing, and then they become productive. You're going to get more people in the streets on meth and fentanyl. You're just going to get more whack jobs in the world who are unemployable. If you can't read, write, or do math, you are unemployable. Unbelievable.
We'll be right back. John and Ken.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, my God, it's over. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Are you sad?
I was just having a good time.
Okay. Probably the funniest video of the day is a woman in Australia who missed her flight, right? They closed the boarding door and they're not going to let you. She ran out on the tarmac and tried to flag the plane down. You know, she was thinking, like, right, maybe it's never too late. Maybe the pilot will stop the plane there on the tarmac, you know, and open up the door and send the stairs down.
How'd she get past security?
She probably just found, probably the alarms went off. She went at one of those doors. You ever see those doors?
Oh, yeah.
Emergency only, because they have to have an escape route in case there's a fire in the building. But they send off these noises.
If you want to barrel through the doors and set off the alarms, I guess you can.
You can, right, because they're there in case you have to get out. Like there's a fire or an earthquake or something, so they have to always be there a way for you to get out. Because there's those doors that the employees put in the codes and go through, but to get physically out of the building, you always have to have an escape route for people in the case of emergency. John, this is one of my favorite weekends coming up because it annoys the hell out of you. The end of daylight savings time.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, 2 a.m.
So
the clocks go back, and of course, people always ask the same thing. I thought we voted to end that. You know, even the Senate did. The U.S. Senate did. California had a ballot measure, remember, to get rid of the clock change. The Senate voted for it. The House just never picked it up, so it's just sitting there. That's why the federal didn't ever.
As long as they keep it on permanent daylight time, that's fine. So that the sun always sets later.
You want permanent daylight savings time, right?
Right. Yeah, the latest the sun can set.
Right. And people moaned about that because it'll be dark at 8 a.m.
So what?
It's well, they have places to go, unlike you, who gets to drive in the bed all morning.
Drive in the dark. Oh, I don't lie in bed. I don't get it. Why can't you drive in the dark? Why is that such a big deal? Have more light time to do fun things.
They would say the same thing to you. You can drive in the dark at night then.
No, I like to. No, I want to.
What do you mean fun things? What do you go to the playground? What are you, 8 years old?
Yes. My wife and I go to the playground.
I want to go play.
That's right. And it's dangerous at night because George Gascon is letting rapists run loose. So,
does this mean last call extends an hour?
I forget how it works at the bars, right?
Because I'm definitely going out Saturday night.
No, the last time I experienced it, no, they did not.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Well, what is the cutoff in California? Bars?
2 o'clock.
They probably, because that's when the clock change comes. So it'd be too
exactly.
Late. Yeah. So sorry about that. Yeah, even if it comes back to 1 o'clock, you could argue, well, it's only 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. but, I mean, Maybe. I wonder if there's a law about that. I just remember, you know, years ago, I guess I was in New Jersey, when they put the clock back, it's like you were still out of there. They didn't give you a bonus hour.
I don't think they do.
Because that would lead to extreme drunkenness.
I'll report back on Monday.
Yeah, you do that. Why don't you...
Remember, Eric, there's some politician keeps pushing to keep the bars up until 4 a.m. I mean, they've been trying that for years. Yeah, fine by me. But go to Vegas. It's open 24/7.
I'm going next weekend for a bachelor party.
Oh, see? Can't get ahead of this, guys.
He's always thinking. He's a full life, all right?
He sure does.
He's not missing anything.
Bars and everything. He's our connection to that part of the world.
Yeah, I gotta bring the younger perspective, you know?
That's true. You do. All right. It's time for Conway.
Hey now. I don't know if you guys know this. It's International Men Make Dinner Day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
John, are you going to do it?
I do it a lot.
Oh, okay.
You do? You cook for yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cook for myself and make stuff for my wife? Yeah.
Woo! Six Flags and Cedar Point are going to merge. So that's Knott's Berry Farm and Six Flags, Magic Mountain. All going to be one amusement park.
I mean, that's a literally big amusement and park. Physically?
Well, I don't know if there should be a high-speed train between the two of them. And then LAPD is launching an investigation, a hate crime investigation at Cantor's Deli with anti-Semitic graffiti, which I think they should, you know, should do. But maybe a parallel investigation on why sandwiches are $70 there.
Oh, jeez. Well, is that right? Pastrami?
Something like that.
70. That's a little much.
It's a rough it's rough on the credit cards. Yeah. And then Uber and Lyft agree to pay $328 million for withholding money from drivers. So if you're an Uber or Lyft driver, and that's we have a big audience of Uber and Lyft drivers that listen to the station, you're going to get $328 million each, I think. I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't read the whole thing.
I don't think each.
Each? No?
No. Right. No. We're going to have to split that up.
And then the Breeders' Cup is this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday. We'll be doing a live remote tomorrow at the Santa Anita. How great is that?
That's exciting.
The horses don't go down.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with my luck, my horse will do a cartwheel at the end. Ba-ding, bang, boom, right in front of us. A cartwheel right into our tent.
Right at the finish line. All right, well, then you get to really do your ding-dong thing a lot.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that's where it was born. That's where it was born, right?
The big finish, ding-dong.
Yeah, I know. Look, the second remote or second event we have this week, one was at a casino, the other one was at a racetrack.
This is you.
That's your wide range of interests.
That's right. Yeah,
now go cook dinner for your family.
And I think next week we're doing a remote from a cigarette factory or something.
Yeah,
I
don't know. What's next?
All right, Conway.
All right,
ding dong.
Let's go. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details. Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience
Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.